Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals as the Mavs save their season with a 119-109 win in Game 4. Game 5 will be on Thursday. Luka Doncic with 30-14-9 in a big-time performance. He was named to the All-NBA first team today as well. We'll get to that a little bit later. 23-6 for Dorian Finney-Smith. He's become quite the player. Warriors made a run of the fourth with a 39-20 quarter, but the Mavs had a massive lead in this game, and they get the W. It's a pretty boring game, just another blowout. Though at one point, the stadium, or should I say the arena roof, started to leak, which was pretty crazy. It started leaking two different spots. They had to, like, pause the game. I guess it was probably the first official rain delay in NBA history. Over to the NHL, Rangers 4-1 to tie the series 2-2. Oilers 5-3 over the Flames. Big night in the WNBA. The Wings beat the Sun 85-77. The Mystics beat the Dream 70-50. Sky over the Fever 95-90. And the Lynx over the Liberty 84-78. Let's get to some news. Warriors Steve Kerr delivers an impassioned plea for gun control after the Texas school shooting today, saying, quote, "We can't get numb to this. I do recommend watching the whole video of his pregame press conference. It was a quite a magical moment for the NBA in their response. Steve Kerr has always been very outspoken about gun violence due to his father being shot dead in a terrorist attack in Beirut in 1984, and he has spent much of his life calling for gun reform, saying, quote, "When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there." Mavericks coach Jason Kidd shared a similar sentiment on Monday night, saying, "We will truly play with heavy hearts tonight for the community, for the school of Robb Elementary School. As coaches, as fathers, you can just think about what could take place with any of your family or friends at a school." So obviously a very tough day in sports, but a great response from both Steve Kerr and from Jason Kidd. On to our next topic. Pittsburgh Steelers are expected to promote Omar Khan to take over as GM. The Steelers, meanwhile, have also hired Eagles VP of player personnel Andy Weidel as their assistant GM. Khan has been with the organization for more than two decades. He started with the Steelers as a football operations coordinator in 2001 and was promoted to director of football administration in 2011. He spent the last six seasons as the vice president of football and business administration and has grown famous for being one of the best salary cap managers in the NFL. The All-NBA teams were announced. On the first team, Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, and Devin Booker. On the second team, Joel Embiid, who got the fifth most votes for the All-NBA spot, but since he was voted in as a center, he goes to the second team, which kind of sucks for him. No MVP and no All-NBA first team. Kind of sucks to be a center. Also at the second team, Stephen Curry and Ja Morant, and then Kevin Durant and DeMar DeRozan. The third team was Chris Paul, Trae Young, LeBron James, Pascal Siakam, and Karl-Anthony Towns. LeBron James picks up his 18th All-NBA selection, extending his own NBA record for the most all-time ahead of Kareem, Kobe, and Tim Duncan at 15. With Booker and Towns both making All-NBA teams, they are both now eligible to sign four-year $211 million Supermax contract extensions this summer. Let's go to the moments we're watching today. Celtics Heat Game 5, 8:30 Eastern Time on ESPN. Will the back and forth continue, or will somebody in this series finally win consecutive games? I think it'll probably be another back and forth, but maybe the Celtics will be able to pull something out. Blues Avalanche at 8 p.m. on TNT, and then the WNBA, Mercury and the Sparks take on each other at 10:30 on Amazon Prime. Fun. Gotta love all the places you can watch the WNBA now. Let's go to our FanDuel Fast Break. We've got two lines for you guys tonight. The Celtics are a 1.5-point favorite on the road against the Heat. Just watch the injuries in this one and then make a decision. It's tough to know which way it's going to go. Is Smart going to play? Is Jimmy Butler going to play? Who's going to be healthy for the Heat and the Celtics? Just keep an eye on it and then bet with your heart. Also got the Avalanche as a plus 102 at home. Gotta think they're going to be able to close out that series. On this day in sports history, back in 1935, legendary American athlete Jesse Owens breaks four world records in 45 minutes at a Big Ten meet at Ferry Field in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It has been called the greatest 45 minutes in the history of sports. That's pretty cool. Shout out to Jesse Owens for being really cool. If you have kids and you want to teach them about a real idol to have, teach them about Jesse Owens. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsScene, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moment in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.